there, KMA Land. It's Double X Factor time, and I'm your host on Wednesday, Sandy Edie Hansen. This week, we're following up the topic of fulfillment with a look at the assumption of positive intent. Now, we've chatted about this topic here in the past, and as usual, as Spencer and I learn new lessons about any given subject, we like to circle back around with that new insight and share it with you. Today, I'm going to offer up one of two lessons I have recently learned on this idea. Now, we are creating our reality all the time through our focus. Whatever we focus on, give our energy to, it tends to grow and show up in our life. When we focus on what we see as the flaws or the wrongness or the faults of someone, what do you suppose our brain is going to find more and more of? You guessed it, what we are focused on. Our brain is not built to make us happy. It is built to keep us safe and to find evidence of our correctness. So if we build a case against something or someone, our brain is going to seek out and find evidence to prove we are right. The great news here is that if you choose to focus on the good, the rightness, the value of something, well, you're going to get more of that. You get what you focus on, whether you want it or not. Now, I think that leaders, truly great leaders, go out of their way to focus on the good stuff and on appreciation of those in their charge. Here's why. People will go to great lengths for someone who believes in them. So focusing on the positive intentions of others, on what is great about them, creates this loop that feeds on itself. When you believe someone can accomplish great things, by golly, the odds are they will do so. It goes way up that they will make that happen. And that causes more belief and more great things, and on and on and on. When we choose to focus on the negative, we say much more about ourselves than we do about others. Now, in a weekly blog post, radio ad writing guru Roy Williams offered up some perfect insight on this topic of assuming positive intent. He said it very succinctly and to the point. What people need, all of us, is encouragement. Not flattery, not advice, encouragement. The demonstration that someone believes in us can spark the light of a fierce fire within us, and it gives us the boost to keep going. Consider who in your life you would move mountains for. My strong hunch is that it's someone or several someones who have believed in you, said they knew you could do it, saw the good in you. Sure, you may want to prove someone wrong who assumes the worst in you, but that victory usually feels pretty hollow and lacks some true fulfillment. A mentor of mine used to say, "I'm neither as good or as bad as you've heard that I am." Well, why not assume the best in others? Doesn't apply in abusive relationships. That's a different subject. Just give it a try, though, and see how it impacts your relationship with others and with yourself. If assuming the best feels too vulnerable, try assuming you simply don't know. We can't know other people's motives, life story, challenges, and the like. Why not choose to encourage them rather than look for the worst? Now, Spencer's here tomorrow with great insights on this topic, and I will return on Friday, and I'll share my second new learning on the idea of assuming positive intent. Till then, later!